103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
I almost wish Hudson was here today, but they're not. They're going to school for their last day of school, and they have parties and all the good stuff today, DZ, because nice. This one involves me talking to my child, and my child thinking I'm a jerk for something I said to him involving his health.
We got an alley, am I the jerk?
Yeah, Hudson said I was fat shaming him. Can you imagine how I felt when after I lost 150 pounds, how my child made me feel when he said I was fat shaming him? But hold on, let me tell you the whole story.
I was gonna say, like, this is a hot button for both of us. Not in a bad way, but like
triggered the hell out of me.
Yeah, we've got experience.
I'm like, I lost weight and I work so hard to not give them body issues.
We've got
to hear him say
with fat shaming. Yes.
Him to say you're fat shaming me really, really got to me.
Struck a chord.
So here is the story. Tell me if I'm the jerk, you and the listeners. Okay.
You know I'm gonna keep it real.
Keep it real, because I'm already going to screw them up enough. Well, let's try to help each other out and do it as the least amount possible.
One less thing, hopefully.
So, okay, he's 10.
Yeah.
Right? And he is in basketball right now. Mm-hmm. It's very simple. They practice once a week and they have a game on Saturday. It's rec ball. It's perfect for our schedule. I don't need 7 days a week like some of these parents who are killing it.
These AAU kids, boy.
You guys are amazing. It's not for me. So he only has to be there twice a week. Mm-hmm. And I do it to keep them involved, to get them a little exercise. So they're doing social stuff. They might like a sport. Well, at the game last week, Hudson is running up and down the court and he's holding his side. He got a side ache.
Uh-oh.
Which is funny because we all remember getting the side ache as kids, right?
Come
even as
now.
Adults.
Yes.
You're like, oh, this, I got the side ache.
I ate too much. Oh, my side pain.
Yep. And so I look at him and I start giggling. And his dad, who's sitting next to me, starts giggling. And he goes, the kid's got a damn side ache. I go, I know, this kid. Hudson. And he's being so dramatic. He's running down the court, holding his side, looking back at us.
Man's just injured right now.
Like, we're going to pull him out of the game if he looks at us enough. And I'm like, you better hustle up, boy.
You better look at your coach. Don't look at me.
Unless you're puking, you keep running, kid.
That
I don't want to hear it.
That part.
So he's running. And it was a 1 p.m. game, so he just had lunch, but we were giggling. So we get out of the game. We're walking down the hallway. It's me, Hudson, and his father. Mm-hmm. We're walking out to the parking lot to say our goodbyes, and I said, Hudson, you got a little side ache there, huh? He's like, oh, yeah. And I go, you are out of shape, bud. We got to work on that.
Yeah.
And he turns to me and he goes, I can't believe my own mom is fat shaming me.
Whoa.
And I went, excuse me?
Right.
And I looked at his dad, like I gave his dad the crazy
the shocked
look.
Face, like, did you just hit his man?
And his dad goes, wait, what'd he say? Because his dad really didn't hear him. And I go, he said, I can't believe you're fat shaming me. And his dad went, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Right,
and I went,
right.
Whoa, whoa,
everybody
whoa,
went, whoa, 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 whoa.
How did we get to fat shaming?
Chill, hold on, time out.
I said, you need to run a little. I said, and so I looked at Hudson and I said, listen, I said, fat shaming would be if I said something about the way you looked.
You're perfect. Getting pudgy. Yeah.
You look great. I said, I'm talking about your health and your fitness. You can't run without getting a side ache. That's a problem, my guy. And
we're
that has nothing
about
to do with the way you look or being fat. It has nothing to do with it. It has to do with your health.
You didn't say anything about his body. You said his shape. And the shape you were talking about. The shape you were.
The outer shape?
The shape. The shape is what got it. Like, you started talking about shape, and he thought body shape. You weren't talking about body shape.
Oh, dude.
You hear me? You were talking about basketball shape. You were talking about conditioning. You were talking about that level of practice. You were talking about being able to run up and down the court without catching that side ache, which
this
he wasn't
whole
doing.
Time,
because, yep.
I thought he jumped to conclusions, and now I'm going, oh, it was the wording.
It was the wording. It was the wording. 100% the wording.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
Maybe I am the jerk. Oh, shoot. This whole time
on.
I was convinced I
hold
wasn't.
Hold on. Because in essence, I want to tell you, you're not the jerk, right? Because you weren't talking about his actual shape. You were not. And I know, but to claim, you were not fat shaming
that
child.
Yeah.
Obviously. You were saying, baby, if we're hooping, we got to be able to hoop. Like,
Wow.
It looked like it was taking you for a loop today, you know? Like, that's what you were getting at. Like, we got to get you more active. But all that being said, you are the jerk today. To me,
Seriously, I know now it sounds funny. Hearing it back, I'm wondering if I might. I was convinced he just took it wrong, and it was a miscommunication.
It was.
And I don't want to give my kids body issues. We got enough to deal with at this point.
It was. It was a miscommunication because he didn't understand what you meant by the wording.
Out of shape was the wording.
Out of shape is what got him. And he went, "What do you mean? Like my shape? It's a he's a child, right? You say shape, he's going to think him shape.
Literal,
not like my coordination, my ability to run, my not get tired, like not the conditioning. He didn't think none of that. But what I mean by you are the jerk though is because I need you to think back of how you started this. You said it's rec ball. They go 1 day for practice, 1 day for games.
2 hours a week.
They're not that serious. Does he need to be in shape for something that's not that serious? Now, if he was an AAU kid, maybe the shape mattered. Maybe you needed to condition a little more. Yeah. But I'd say he's probably right where he needs to be for the level that he's playing. So does he need to be in shape? If you want him to level up, yes. If you're good where he's at, then no. Then he's not out of shape. And you are the jerk. That's what I'm saying. I'm going to say it. I did it. You the jerk, okay. Allie. I said it.
I might be, honestly, because of the way I communicated. Sometimes when the way you communicate makes you a jerk, even if your intentions are good. Like it's the way you say and deliver things, which is ironic coming from me, because I could work on that sometimes. I'm very blunt. So maybe this is going to be a learning experience for me. I don't know. Somebody texted in and said, not the jerk. That was not fat shaming. You can be skinny and out of shape. Mm-hmm. Sure, we all agree on that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, seriously. So, okay. DZ says jerk. And yep. I'm not. And I, honestly, you might be right today. 414-533-1037. Hudson was holding his side in the basketball game. He had a side ache. I said, after basketball, I said, huh, you're out of shape. And he said, I can't believe you're fat shaming me. And this is how it all went downhill. And I said, I'm not fat shaming you. So am I the jerk today? Because Hudson sure thought so. And now DZ thinks I might be.
Is Allie the jerk for telling her son he's out of shape?
Maybe I shouldn't. Maybe. Oh my gosh. I just got to talk to everybody next.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So I'm putting myself on blast today to ask the listeners if I'm the jerk. And DZ said, yes, I am, because of something I said to my 10-year-old.
I said what I said?
We were walking out of a basketball game last week, and Hudson was holding his side, and I said, dude, you're out of shape. And he went, I can't believe you're fat shaming me. And I went, whoa, whoa, whoa. I said nothing about your looks. I was talking about your fitness and your health and how you're not in shape, my guy.
Right.
And so then, but then you pointed out saying out of shape to him might have meant literal his body. And it didn't even occur to me the saying, the slang saying the that wording. I took as conditioning, he took as, so now I'm wondering if I'm the jerk. Let's just go to Keo in Greendale this morning. Hey, Keo.
Hey.
Good morning.
Hey. Give it to me real. Good morning. Am I the jerk? You can just, was I fat shaming Hudson? That's what he said. I'm like, what?
Don't lie to her.
I say you're not fat shaming. Yes, the way you worded it was wrong. But at the same time, that's more of just a lesson for you as a parent.
It was.
Because, you know, there's parenting, there's no rule book. You know, there's nothing written out how we're supposed to say things. And, you know, but as a kid, he also has no perspective in life. Right. Not in life, but on life. So, you know, hearing the way you worded it, like DZ said, he took it as, oh, wow, like my body shape. And you never know. That really could stick with him forever.
100%. He's going to think my mom used to make fun of me when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Which was never my intention. And especially with my weight loss, how sensitive I am to the whole thing.
Exactly.
I'm overly sensitive to it, you know?
Exactly. So, yes. I totally understand. But I don't say you're the jerk. It's just the way you worded it. But now you know for next time. You know,
lesson
now you're aware.
You know what? And I do think I need to have a talk with Hudson about the wording now that I understand it differently. Because before
I was like,
you're out of your mind. I just kind of brushed him off. Like, you don't know what you're talking about. I didn't say that.
You had a parent moment and went, no, that's not what I meant. But didn't explain what you meant. You just went, no, you got it wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you, Keo. I like it. You have a great holiday.
Okay, you too. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Hey, all right. Keo starts it off, says, no, you're not.
Which I appreciate. Give it to me. Give it to me real. Tammy is in South Milwaukee, also known as Tamalicious.
Morning, Tamalicious.
Yes.
Hey, girl. Am I the jerk? Was I fat shaming Hudson? All I said was, you're out of shape.
No, you know, I don't think you're the jerk. I think that, you know, kids are just, not kids, just general. Everybody's just.
Oh, no.
Did we lose her?
With him and just explain to him, look, babe, it's not fat shaming. Don't, you know, don't put it with that because it's just saying that you're out of shape as far as exercise. You know, you mm-hmm. can't breathe, things like that. But no, just explain it to him because the society right now is just getting everybody worked up and super sensitive on just one mm-hmm. word.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, just explain
true.
It to him.
Well,
I just,
and
yeah,
he's so aware right
so
now.
Sensitive on everything.
Tammy, he's also 10 in fourth grade.
Right.
Puberty's going to start. Like, we're at that age now where
all these things
you
matter.
Become aware of what you look like.
Mm-hmm.
Before like, fourth, it was like they didn't care what they look like.
Yeah.
Now we're starting that age where they care what they're dressed like, what their peers think, what they look like, you
and
know.
What
body,
parents say.
Exactly.
And what parents say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, you got a whole conscious little boy right there, man. You got to be careful.
I should have just giggled with his dad privately about the side ache.
I feel that.
Because that's what we were giggling about while he was playing. We're like, is Hudson really running down the court with a side
holding
ache looking back at us like he's dying?
Like a dog dying in the sunshine. He said, save me.
Mom, I'm dying over here. I can't make the rest of the quarter, even though it's only 5 minutes.
Nah, but Tammy brings up huge points, though, for real. They're too conscious and not conscious at the same time. They don't know what's going on. It's up to us.
All right. Well, Tammy, I appreciate you calling in.
Get to him, break it down.
Break it
that
down.
That way, if he does have to say something in school or somebody says it to him, he could kind of like, well, he doesn't mean that. Maybe he means that. You know, just kind of open it up a little bit more instead of keeping it so close as to giving him a shape and he thinks he's fat. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Boom.
Just open the world up a little bit.
Boom. That part. Beautifully said, Tammy.
Very much.
Have a great day.
Have a conversation. I like it. Thanks, Tammy. Tamalicious.
Yes.
Bye.
Have a great day, guys.
We'll talk to you later, Tamalicious.
Last but not least, Jenny's in Milwaukee this morning. Hey, Jenny.
Morning.
Good morning, you guys. Allie, glad you're back.
Thank you. I'm glad to be back, even with my congested nose.
We could barely
tell. Sound beautiful.
That part. There you go, Jenny. Gas her up, Jenny.
For sure.
Am I the jerk? Did I fat shame Hudson, my 10-year-old, by saying he was out of shape? That's what he said.
No, absolutely not the jerk. And I actually think I see a really big positive. Just his reaction to what you said gives you a little bit of insight. Like you already said, he's kind of getting to that puberty age. Your body does weird things. Mm. He's getting aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a really good opportunity, especially with your story and focus on health and you know, just being a healthy person and being fit and that kind of stuff. I think it really opens up that conversation to talk about health and weight is just a number and, you know, depends on so many things and doesn't really matter. But what's really important is that you're a healthy person. So if he's starting to think about that already, which I think his reaction says he does.
He is, yeah.
You know, it just really opens up that communication for you.
Beautifully said, Jenny.
Jenny, is this Jenny Bieber? Hold on. Is this a weird question? I can tell. Oh, my God.
Oh, snap.
I'm so nervous. I've never called him before.
Jenny, that was pro. And I'm listening to her talk. I'm like, she sounds like the sweet Jenny Bieber I know. Is this
Jenny? We know this voice.
There's no way.
I'm still waiting for my big girl voice to come in. I don't know a girl.
No. Jenny, you have the sweetest voice, and you have children, so you and your kids are older than mine, so you have experience with this. So I really appreciate it. Jenny, by the way, I worked with her and her husband Aaron Biebert. They own a production company, Tall Tale. Oh, you're drinking out of the very local cup right now, DZ.
What are the odds? What are the odds, dog?
Way to go, DZ.
What are the odds, fam? Come on now.
They produced they produced all the episodes of Show Me Milwaukee.
Yep,
that's their show. And I was a guest host with DJ GA, Greg Adams, on one of them. So
the host,
I got to know Jenny and Aaron really well. And they're like amazing people. And they love Milwaukee and the things they do. So
thank you.
I'm just saying. Go watch it on the very local app if you want to see my episode.
Hey, listen, she brought the broom, sweeps it out, gas you up, you gassed her back. It's a family affair, baby.
Thanks, Jenny. So much love.
Love.
You're so much. Thank you, Jenny.
All right.
Bye.
Have a great holiday, you guys.
You too. Bye. Yo.
What a nice surprise to round it out. Wow.
You know, I saw the realization.
These are going to be some of our last callers of the year, I just realized.
Oh. Oh, wait, so this, hold on, these Nicki Minaj tickets are the last ones for the year?
Well, unless we have someone in the eight, there could be more people next hour calling in.
Oh, snap.
But we're in, these are the last people for the year calling into the show.
Bruh.
Jenny was one of them. Okay, so they said not the jerk. I think the lesson here is, just to recap before, because we are doing Nicki Minaj tickets right now. Just to recap, I just want to say thank you for your advice. I'm going to read the texts as well, and I appreciate them all because I'm still learning and growing as a parent. Mm-hmm. Even with my weight loss, I don't have everything right. I do have my own food issues. I have body dysmorphia all the time. I look at pictures and think I'm still gigantic, and I have to remind myself what size I am when shopping sometimes.
Yeah.
So I get it, and it's a good opportunity to have a conversation with Hudson, and that's what I'm going to do today after school.
Perfect. That's all we ask.
Perfect.
I'll change my answer to not the jerk.
Okay. it should be jerk until I correct it, because now I get it. Now
that's what I'm saying. Once you do that, I'll change my answer.
Okay. Fine. Fair enough.